Shout out to all your listeners. Children, drop, shoot, bitch. Somebody, I see somebody right there. Anybody over there? Whoa, whoa, whoa. It's a chill up, shut up.
Hands up
all over the building.
We're gonna take it to an old school party.
Hold on.
Take the mic, Ray. Who do you think had it?
Whoa.
What's your name?
Liza Lise.
Liza Lise. Make some noise for Liza Lise.
She was dabbing and and going crazy. Where did you learn how to dance like that?
I don't know.
She said, I don't know. So congratulations. At the end of the night, go to the table. We have a free gift for you, okay? Make some noise!
Word up.
Hold on. I feel like maybe someone won a free CD on that side. I'm not sure. I think somebody.
We got some people on this side?
Or maybe even in the middle. I think there was somebody in the middle.
Yo, you got it right here. Right here. My man with the glasses, what's your name?
Matt.
You want to know why I gave giving you the CD? Because you were jumping like a fish out of water. You know. Hey, man. Make some noise. What's your name?
Matt.
What's your name?
Matt.
His name is Matt. Make some noise for Matt, y'all!
Whoa.
Anybody like that old school hip hop?
Yeah, man.
Do me a favor. Give me some spirit fingers.
Hands
spirit
up fingers. In the air real fast.
Spirit fingers. Give me the jazz hands. All right, we're going to do this. Follow me. One, two. Okay, same time would be great. Don't hit the person in front of you. Don't hit the person in front of you. That's not right.
No, it just feels good. That's all. It feels good. Keep fanning. That's perfect.
Try this now.
Try this now.
I like that too.
Side to side.
Hold on. Follow my lead. Oh my gosh. So amazing.
That looks good.
All right. Well, let's take him back, Fernie.
What?
No wild out on my intros. No car picking girls up in a rental.
Hey.
Flipping tables like Jesus in the temple. No liquor order me a Shirley Temple. Wearing red shoes ain't not easy. Come through with the matching outfit like the PGs.
Whoa.
I came from preaching
bi-weekly.
09 every show selling out CDs.
Whoa.
They keep telling me life is not easy. I'ma change the world until they finally believe me.
Tell them.
So put your hands in the sky like Luigi. Born for the unsigned hype
with no source.
Top floor at the Fillmore. Watching any video. Couple months later, I was dancing in the video. We were wildin' out with Pablo on a mini boat. Hopped out, did a perfect somersault
in the ocean.
Only word of mouth, no promotion. Just a bunch of misfits with love and devotion.
Yes.
And my gang is
looking focused.
Spirit fingers, come on.
Get them up.
From side to side. From side.
Hey.
From side.
Hey. Everybody, huh?
Stage.
Bada.
Come on.
Do I got any Spanish people in the building?
It feels good.
¿A quién le gusta beber un poquito de café con leche? Un poquito.
Oh, man, to all my American folks, we about to drink a double
teach
shot
them.
Of espresso.
Teach them some Spanish.
Whoa! Whoa! Wow! Café con leche! Café con leche! Hey! Get you some café con leche! Café con! Café con! Café con! We just finished another album, it's no pressure, we did it like. Spit it like, nobody know y'all can't get it right. Whoa, no lobby, no hallway, no corridor, to dig it.
I'm up in the building.
This here is that different, that street light mixed up with the father of children. Woo. Told them that Soulja Club music for misfits, exactly the piece of the puzzle that's
missing.
Trying to put people in better positions.
Cause the flow's been for a long time digging.
For those paying attention, this way past the henchmen, I'm down in the trenches.
Hey.
Whoa, but y'all play safe, still staying on benches. Yeah. For the love of my children, I spit out the flow, thinking
God that he listens.
Without his conviction, I'd probably be missing this role in my life. It's a
reason I'm spitting.
To my father above, who I give recognition, I'm nothing without you.
Nothing without him.
And I know it's amazing to hear such a flow, giving Jesus the honor. Whoa, 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 whoa. Uproar, we in this building tonight. Uproar, we still in the building.
Whoa. Horsehead.
Horsehead.
Horsehead. Can anyone tell me why it's called Horsehead? Hold on. Can someone verify this story right now?
I need a fact check. I need a fact check up front.
He said, hold on. Tell me if this is true. He said when they came, they ate the entire horse except for the head. The head was bad luck. No, she said you're wrong. Can you give us a little history lesson, please? Please. What's your name?
My name's Tess.
Anybody know Tess? Tess has some fans. Tell us why. I mean, we all want to know, right? No? Okay. Well, I still want to know. It's too bad.
As far as I understand it, it's because during the Spanish-American War, there was a battle here, and whoever won, the way that they would claim this as their territory was they cut the heads off all of the soldiers of the enemy and planted it so that people would know that that was their territory.
Amazing. Scary.
Sounds about right.
Give it up for Tess. It got, I'll be honest with you.
What?
I'll be honest with you. It got really.
What a story.
It got pretty dark. It got pretty dark.
Real fast.
I thought it was going to be like a good, happy... It wasn't. It wasn't happy at all. It was
it's
a little
like,
scary.
It's not like celebrating the July or something. It's not the same.
Yeah, it's not 4th of July. So, anybody have Instagram? Instagram in the building? Check this out. So fellas, you know when you see like a pretty girl on Instagram? Once or twice. And what do? You got to do, instead of, you know how they have like Carfax?
You got to have one for humans, like Instafax.
Instafax.
Come on, quick results.
You got to go back like 70 weeks. You know what's the worst? Is when the person you kind of like is like private. And then you go on their page and you find out they're dating someone and you had to unfollow them. Because they're like, it's too much to hand. You got to wait like 2 or 3 days.
Oh, man.
It's pretty bad. Is that messed up? We're all messed up people. It's okay. Well, we wrote a song for people who just do too much. Doing too much.
Sometimes it's too
and
much.
And so we had a show a couple years ago.
I remember.
Say talk to him, Marty. Say talk to him, Marty.
Talk to him.
We had a show a couple years ago, and this girl, she was kind of weird, and she kept posting things on Instagram. So we thought of a code word, just in case any of us get in trouble, you say it, and someone will rescue you, and that word is pineapples.
Oh, yeah. If you hear that, we about to move.
Yeah, and so now you guys know that whenever you're in a bad situation and you need your friend to rescue you from the conversation, just say, hey, I like pineapples, and then your friend will come and
just
save you.
Switch it to fruit.
We wrote a song about people who just do too much. And this song is song's called Heavy Hand. Hope you like it. I hope you guys are not tired.
Hey, feel free to move around. Feel free to bounce off the walls.
I hope you're not tired.
Hey!
One, two, three. Watch out for the.
Whoa.
Watch out for the.
Uh-huh.
Hey! Get up! Way too close.
Way too close, man.
I want to see you turn up.
Get up. You ready?
One, two.
Watch out for the. Huh?
Watch out for the.
Watch out now.
Get up. Way too close.
Way too close, man.
Get up.
Watch out for the.
Every time I look at my phone and she calls,
whoa.
No name, just six dragon faces.
Emoji calls, whoa.
She said she hated me
back when we dated.
But then she saw my Instagram
and now she thinks we famous.
Not living that life, making it awkward, I'm killing the vibes.
Yikes.
I was just saying goodbye, but shorty be following me like a lot. Not that kind of guy, got no entourage, and I'm riding solo. It's gonna take a photo, but I love God, and I'ma let you know though. Alfred Hitchcock,
a emo hip hop,
watching movies,
I shut the sound off.
With my Goonies, shuffle on every beat, like Trump living through me.
Oh,
I don't need these groupies like these rappers do. I'd rather have a wife and kids.
What made you think I was after you? Bring it low, keep it down.
Save that energy. Save that energy.
Oh.
In a second, we're about to go crazy.
Y'all ready?
Save
y'all
the
ready?
Energy. You ready?
Right now.
One, two.
Watch out for the. Okay.
Watch out for the.
Whoa. Get up.
Ray Rock.
Hey. Hey.
Hey.
Whenever I'm up in the building, you know I stay focused. I'm using peripheral vision. Whenever I'm out in these streets, but you already notice. You already notice. Oh. It's Bernie and Marty. We early for soundtrack. The line's ready, right around the back. Security's looking from front to the back. Alert, pineapple attack. We the boys from the south, from plane to plane. Up in Vegas in the Mandalay, David Blaine. But I can't hide or disappear. When I travel, recognize me, it must be the pit.
I always get asked about duck calls.
Lucky that I'm safe, then I love y'all.
Why?
Because if I had a penny for every time that they ask me a question about my bid, I would be so balls, man, I would be well off.
This is the life that I pray for, the life that I pray for real.
So when somebody gets a little bit too excited, we just call up a pineapple.
Ain't hard to tell.
This for you and your mom as well. Social club, yeah, sucks again. Still rapping for the kids on the
save that energy.
Got your pineapples, but we got love for them. Bring it low.
Save it.
One more time. You got one more time. You ready? Bring it low.
All right, people, here it goes. You ready? One, two, three. Oh, watch out for them.
Watch out for them.
Hey, get it, Joe. They got it over here, Fernie. They got it over here.
I see y'all right there.
Watch out for them.
They started loosening up. Man, I feel like they warming up to it now. I see y'all having a good time, man. It's beautiful. Check it out. Check it out real quick. How many of y'all, I know there's a crazy random question. How many of y'all came here, but like you came here randomly, like you're not from this church? Like you didn't even know there was like a conference going on, but you ended up here somehow. Is there any people like that in here? I see y'all, man. This moment is for you. This moment is for you, for the person that didn't even know you was going to be here. Guess what? The Lord singled you out. He singled you out. Because regardless of what you're going through, he made sure to bring you here tonight. You didn't even know what it was about, but you're here. So guess what that means? He got a plan for you. He made sure he knew what's going on. Check it out real quick. The Lord knew exactly what's on your plate. He made your plate before you thought there was even a plate. Regardless if you're going through something crazy, you lost somebody, you lost your job, you don't have a place to live, you don't know where your next meal is coming from, regardless of what you got. Hey, check this out right here, check this out. Yo, I'm trying to say something to the young people real fast. Check me out real fast. Regardless of what you're going through, the Lord takes the good. And he takes the bad. He takes all of it. And he works it all together. He works it all in together. All those tough times you thought you had that nobody was listening. And you was watching TBN at your house crying, rocking back and forth. He was there. And he made sure to take those nights, and he took the good nights, he took all of that, and he worked it all together for good, for those who what? Love him. Uproar, can we say we love Jesus in this building? Hey, check this out. When I say that to the young people, when I'm talking to the other ones, I don't mean no disrespect, but I came a few thousand miles with my brothers to let this message be known. So I want to make sure those who are taking the time to listen, that they get a chance to listen to it. So no disrespect, it's all in love. You feel me? But check this out. On that same theory I told you, how the Lord takes everything good and bad and works it together. That's a real scripture. That's Romans 8:28. We took that scripture and we wrote a song about it with our friend Andy Minio. You might have heard it. It's called Coogi Sweater, right? But before we sing it, me and Martin, we always like to check the temperature of the room. We want to make sure y'all vibing with it.
All right.
Check it out.
This side, give me a whoop.
On this, oh, that was pretty good.
It was amazing.
On this side, that's right.
In the middle, let's show them how we do it. My life sorta like a Coogi
sweater. Huh? My life sorta like a Coogi. Come on.
That's right.
My life sorta like a
Coogi. Everybody. One more time. One more time. My life sorta like a Coogi.
Sing it if you know it.
Wait, hold up. Ray, we've been here before. We need to remix this. Remix it.
Switch it up a little bit.
Here we go now. Put your hands up. Put your hands up. Here we go now. Ow, 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 ow. Here we go now.
Look for the roses.
Uh-huh.
They love me. Come together like 100 different strands.
That's right.
You wanna make God laugh?
Just show him your plan.
Burn it.
Hey. Hey. That's right. My life sorta like a Coogi sweater.
Uh-huh.
My life's like a Coogi sweater. Whoa. That's right. Sorta like a Coogi sweater.
That's
My life's like a Coogi sweater.
Shot a rapper with my boys as a hobby. Driving to the mall, freestyling in the car seat. I never ever thought that I'd be here. Referencing all over to a beach chair. Homie, what I look like? Trying to take approval.
Hey.
Are these funny looking rappers
in their cool clothes?
Independent rappers throwing off the tune core. And I'll be repping Misfit Gang to my. This is how it goes, and I know it's so beautiful. Cause if you're doing what I'm doing,
it's unusual.
And if I didn't mention God,
I'd be stupid, though.
Cause literally, he's amazing. So
this is how I'm living, trying to finish up an album. Gotta hustle any day, never had an outcome. 2 years before they were asking
where we found them.
I feel like Wu-Tang 93. I just wanna live young, party with my misfits. Always was a standout.
I never try to fit in, I'ma do me.
Here we go. I never try to
give it.
This
one. Let me hear you say, woo!
That's right! My life's sorta like a sweater!
That's right!
Uh-huh. My life's like a Coogi sweater! Whoa!
That's right!
Uh-huh! Yeah!
Let's go
far! But my cousin Pop Lock with the eldest, yo song. Singing from New York, cause so strong. She hit me at like 16. Lil just dying on that bike, 7 big. 18 paid pictures like 16. 9-9 had the double dip big screen. 4-2 years stretched my car around a big tree. 2005 signed the Sony Rocket Biscuit. And time flies, see them throwing at me. I'm a G, did mine with the Lord beside me. The whole time tell the truth, they ain't hit a tribe.
Respect goes a long way.
I noticed that action.
Now we back to the streets.
They still playing keeps and y'all still playing sleep.
Why the
enemies out? Shit,
devour in the week.
You worry about your petty little salary this week. Got you worried about the wrong thing.
True.
Promoting real heavy like Duncan.
True.
And here go that song y'all been waiting
over
for.
Here.
So
here
listen go. To the words that the song sings. Whoa.
That's right.
That's right. Sweater like a sweater.
Come on.
My life's like a Coogi sweater. What?
My life's like a Coogi sweater.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
I love that scripture. I love that scripture that the scripture of Romans 8:28 that says he can take the good, the bad, and work it together for those who love him. Let me tell you something. No matter what situation you're facing, we have a God that is there for you. A lot of times we only feel like we need God when things are going pretty bad. But let me tell you something. He's there when things are good and when things are bad. And if anyone's lived long enough, they understand that life goes up and life goes down. But the Bible says that we have a friend that sticks closer than a brother. We serve a God that doesn't leave us when we leave him. Let me explain something to you. When we get crazy and we get weird and we get emotional and we start to forget, God doesn't forget. The Bible says that he knew you in your mother's womb. He knew you before you knew him. So a lot of times we try to prove ourselves to God. We feel like it's necessary for us to show God how good we're doing. When in reality, it doesn't matter. God is there for the good and the bad. And he loves you through it. And that's the God we serve. And absolutely, if we could tell you anything tonight, it's that. No matter what situation you're facing, you have a God who loves you. And even when you feel like there's nobody with you or fighting with you, let me tell you, even though you don't see it, God's always working. The last song we want to do really quick is a song that we wrote. And we have this little phrase that says, everything you want is on the other side of fear. Everything you want, whether you like it or not, God's put something great inside of you. And a lot of times we get worried. We're like, what if someone's better than me? Or what is it going to look like if I try and I fail? But let me tell you something. When God is for you, who can be against you? And so we wrote this song. It's called Courage. But before we even do it, I want to ask, anybody have a cell phone in this building with a little light? Flash that light up in the sky. If you got your cell phone, let's light this building up. Pull out that cell phone. Put that light on. Put that light. Yeah, bring that. There you go. Come on now.
Set the mood.
If you have an Android, I'm sorry. If you have an iPhone, yeah, awesome. Come on, pull that cell phone out. This song is called Courage.
Yes.
Say it's overplayed. To slow down, slow down.
Keep those cell phones up.
You found a place in the mystery when you said to me, I finally began to see what I meant to be.
Come on.
When I fall, I won't let go. When I find I'm standing in.
Yeah. Everything's fine, don't pretend to be. Let's get lost on an empty street. Let's go away and never come back here. I found love, I was not prepared. Not as pretty as the populars. Talked all night on the bottom stairs. Spoke about things only God would hear. Don't forget us and why you're here. Escape this place, that was all our prayers. Only come back on holidays. We don't chase girls who got away. I got a ways to go, but I'm not too far away. I'm not too far away. That's what I told my wife, I'm gone today. When I see my family, it's all okay. Come on in this building, put those lights up. Uproar! Come on.
So swallow the culture. Living it up. Aren't you gonna live it?
Hey.
It's love to give it all away. It's love to give it anyway.
So swallow.
In my lifetime,
I've been out of my right mind with nothing left, no lifelines, just wishful thinking in my rhymes. And my kids are soaring how time flies. My eyes, I said, way past the sky, cause I've probably been on 10,000 flights. And the first 5,000 I was petrified. When you know God's real, you settle down. This song is nothing but motivation in a world where real is a dying breed. So there ain't none me, I'm our unity. Everybody knows ain't no iron team,
but from now on we all shine like diamond rings.
And we won't stop till the whole world sing this song about God and the hope God.
I told the plan always been unified.
We all fall short, it's just you and God. To me this song is more than rhymes, cause I could've died like four times.
Differences,
so I know there's a plan. Differences this time, so
one
more
last
by
time
the hands, nah, man.
I wanna see you
program.
Turn up one more
please
time.
Please don't stand and tell them we all can like live it in.
Aren't you gonna live it up?
It's love.
Give it all away. So swallow.
Come
your
on, cell phones.
Aren't you gonna?
Hey,
it's love to give it all away. It's love to give it. So swallow
your courage.
Make some noise for Jesus.
Oh man, make some noise. Make some noise.
Before we leave, we got three things to tell you. Number one, how many people are having a good time at conference
Come
so far?
On, man.
Let me tell you something. You're at the right place. A lot of times we're always worried, what does God have for me? But let me tell you, today, right now, you're in the right place. The reason why this conference exists so that we can get fired up, that we can get pumped up, that our lives can get straightened out, our lives can turn, and we can rise up and go change the city that God's put before us. What good is, the Bible says that we are the salt of the earth, but what's good if salt is stuck in the salt shaker? Let me tell you something. Every pastor, we're here for you. We're here to get pumped up, to get our lives right so we can go out there and tell this city about our great God. So we can start serving our city. I want you to make some noise for your pastors.
Absolutely.
The Spencers, if you're not from here and your youth pastor brought you, your youth leader, make some noise for them.
All the leadership, yep.
You're at the right place at the right time. Number two, the second thing we want to say is we throw around this term. It says it's misfit. You'll see it on the shirts. You'll see people walking around. What does that mean? People ask us, what does that mean? Let me tell you something. The Bible says that we're in the world, but not of the world. So never feel like you need to fit in when God's called you to stand out. Don't die a copy when God made you an original. The third thing that we want to say is this. If we can tell you guys anything, it's this. Whether you like it or not, we don't serve the God of just the second chance, but we serve the God of the third and the fourth. We serve a God that loves us no matter what we're going through. And that's a jealous love. It's a real love. And let me tell you something. Don't act too cool today. Don't try to act cool in front of your friends, because listen, when it all ends, you're going to be by yourself. And you're going to stand before God. And he's going to ask you some stuff, and you better be right. Take this opportunity. Don't waste it. I'd rather look like an idiot in front of my friends and know that I'm secure in the book of life.
Come on, y'all.
Than to be too cool. I'm not trying to be too cool, because the kids that act too cool get too hot, and I'm not trying to do that. And we want to tell you one thing, that God is real and that he loves you, and we're thankful to be here. We're Social Club.
We love you, man.
Make some noise for Jesus. We love you guys.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Love you, Pastor. Come on, make some noise for your pastors.
Give it up for Social Club real quick. Can I hear a shout for Jesus? Much better. All right, here's the deal. You got 10 minutes to buy merch out front. I need everybody to get out. Y'all got to go get merch out front. Go out front. You can leave your stuff in your seats, but we got to reset a room. So go buy merch. Go check out some tables. You can leave your stuff in your seats. We might have to put some more seats out. My life like a Gucci sweater. That's right. My life sort of like a Gucci sweater. That's right. My life like a Gucci sweater.
Hey, yo, catch me in Washington Heights. Not speaking English.
Go ahead. Head out real quick. We got to reset a room.
Was to be me. All I ever wanted was to be me. All I ever wanted was to be me. Keep it 100. Please believe.
Southeast Dago in the building. Shout out to Peter Pan, Skyline Imperial. We out here trying to function. Holler if you will. with it though. Probably think I'm rolling, I'm just high on the spirit, bro. The only thing we popping is the truth. Y'all don't hear me though. They probably think I'm rolling, I ain't on nothing. They probably think I'm rolling, I ain't on nothing. They probably think I'm rolling, I ain't on nothing. But what I got, you need to know about. Cause homie, I'm turnt, 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 I'm turnt,
I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt,
I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'
Get out the kitchen when I'm cooking. Pot sideways, whipping that bass. That's what they want to hear say. Until we all get caught selling $20 rocks. I mean, just another slave of the state. Seeing sideways.
Sideways. Came in the state sideways. Get turned, get lit sideways. Haters looking at me sideways. Sideways, sideways. I ain't stopping like 9 days. Heard they be talking sideways. Leaning in the state sideways. Sideways.
Wait. Whoa.
Yeah, I heard what you said, but I don't believe. I'm good, man. Nah. Hey, I'm gone. I'm gone. Yeah.
Something on my mind, and you got a moment. Soap black swag, I just got a bone. In these chains and I'm tired of it. I know you with these ties rubbing. Screeching at that road, gotta get away. I've been plotting my escape, I think it's a day. Cause I've been in bondage with this on the last. Try to free myself, but wasn't qualified. Get them high, get them high, get them high. Novocaine in my body, no, I ain't feeling last. They say I'm salty, yeah, they can criticize. But I'm praying for slaying, can't wait for his demise. For you grown and tell people I'm gone. I'm talking about the loser, Lucifer, you know he
check,
gone.
Check.
I know you ain't gonna break up on the phone. Is it wrong if I break up in the song?
I hear what you say, but I don't believe you. Cause you just be lying, and I don't need you. I got a new Lord, I know I don't see you, but I see right through you. So I gotta leave you. I hear what you say, but I don't believe you. Cause you just be lying, and I don't need you. I got a new Lord, I know I don't see you, but I see right through you. So I gotta leave you, I'm gone.
Hey, how many times do I gotta tell y'all did I refuse to follow that bad deal? Cause that old master kills. Call me Harriet, I'm trying to get you at the bill. I'm talking about Satan, he think he the man. Acting like he running things, I ain't even playing. But tell him I don't need his lies all on me. Even though I know he got his eyes all on me. He is a father of lies. He got plenty kids, which is not a surprise. Following after day, walking to their demise. They wouldn't walk off of the cliff if he done covered their eyes. Time to rise. How long he been at it? Do you think you really strong? Acting like you in the zone. He been lying all alone. We need a champ to knock him out with a blow. He did it many years ago, so.
I hear what you say, but I don't believe you. Cause you just be lying. And I don't need you. I got a new Lord. I know I don't see you, but I see right through you. So I gotta leave you.
Check, 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 testing 1-2.
I got a new Lord, I know I don't see you.
Check, check.
So I gotta leave you. I hear what you say, but I don't believe you. Cause you just be lying, and I don't need you. I got a new Lord, I know I don't see you, but I see right through you. So I gotta leave you.
Check 1-2. Check, 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 check. Check, 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 check. Check 1-2. Check, 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 check. 1-2. Check.
Check, check.
Check 1-2. Check, check. Check, check, check. 1-2. Check, check. This one?
Yeah, I'm really close.
Check, 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 check. 1-2-1-2. Check. Check.
Check. 1-2. Test, test, test. Check. Thank you.
weak. I need you to jump to your feet and make some noise in this place. Yeah. Come on, come down to the altar. Come down to the altar. It's time to praise the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Come on. Grab the person next to you. Say hello, how you doing? Let's worship. Come on. Come on, pack it in, pack it in, pack it in. Pack it in. Yeah, yeah, give Jesus a hand clap. Give Jesus a hand clap. Come on, pack it in, pack it in, pack it in. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Who's ready for tonight? Who's ready for tonight? Who knows that Jesus is in the house? Who knows that the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords is in the house? We're gonna pray. I want you to lift your hands. Come on, lift your hands, lift your hands. Father, we thank you. Father, we come to you right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, and we invite you into this place. Holy Spirit, have your way in this place. Invade our space. Father, whatever we came in here with today, we lay it down at the altar in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, begin to alter us right now in Jesus' name. Father, have your fire fall in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we want you in this place. We desire you in this place. So, Father, come in, Lord. Come on, open up your mouth. Begin to worship him. Father, come into this place. Father, invade this place, God. We want more of you. We want more of you, God. We want to go to a new level in you, God. Father, we thank you in Jesus' name. Father, to the left, to the right, from the front to the back, invade this place, and Holy Spirit, have your way. Come on, give God a shout of praise.
Come on, clap your hands with us tonight. About you, and you just like give it everything you got. That's when you sweat through your clothes and stop caring that there's like hot girls and guys around you. And it's like, I'm gonna get ugly and praise him with everything I have. So turn to somebody next to you and tell them, give me some room because I feel like praising him.
Hey.
Are y'all ready?
Hey.
Anybody free in the house tonight?
Hey, hey, hey,
yeah.
Hey.
Are y'all ready?
Hey.
One, two, one, two. Than before. I wanna sing a little louder than before.
Oh, 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 oh.
I wanna jump higher than before. Somebody shout a little louder than before.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on.
Freedom.
I'm free. I'm free.
I'm free. I'm free. I'm free. I'm free. Come on. In the Holy Ghost. Say, I'm free. I'm free. Hey, I shout as loud as you can. Come on.
All night.
possible to give him all the praise he's worthy of. Because if we did, our voices would be gone from shouting. Our hands would be snapped from clapping. Our feet would be tired from dancing. Because he's so good that you can't praise him enough. So what we're going to do for about 30 seconds is give him all the praise that we've got.
Come on.
So turn to somebody and tell me, if you're not going to go, I'm going by myself. Now's the perfect time to get involved. Are you ready? I said, are you ready? So one, two, three, go. Your hands all over this place.
going back, moving ahead. Here to declare to you, my past is all about you. Things are made new, surrender my life to Christ. Moving one moment, you brought me to such freedom. I have found you, your healer. Makes all things new.
Yeah.
Going back, moving ahead. I'm here to declare to you, my past is over in you. All things are made new. Surrender my life to Christ.
I'm
Everybody across this place, just keep your hands lifted up as an act of surrender. Father, we thank you for this place. We thank you for this conference. We thank you for this meeting, God. I thank you, Lord, that I'm a part of a generation of young people that are willing to say, I don't care what the world says. I don't care to fit in. I don't care what the world says. I don't care to blend in. I don't care what the world says. I want to stand out for you, Jesus. I have decided to follow you, and I'm not turning back. Father, I thank you that you can look down in Horseheads, New York, and see a generation of young people that don't care to fit in. They don't care to blend in. They don't care to be popular, God, but they just care to be used by you. So, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, God. You're about to do an uncommon thing in this place. I thank you, God. You're about to do the impossible in this place. Come on, church. Lift your hand. Begin to receive what God has for you tonight. Begin to receive what the Heavenly Father has for you tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, God. Father, we will not turn back. Yes, thank you, Father. Jesus. Keep those hands lifted up and surrender. Father, we're laying down everything at the altar. All problems, all situations, all circumstances, all relationship issues, all family issues, God, all job issues, all money issues. Father, we lay it down at your altar. Because, Father, we know that at the altar, you can begin to alter things in our life. Father, I thank you that in this place, God, this will be the place of the impossible. This will be the place of the miraculous, Father God. This will be the place of the supernatural. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Jesus. God, we love you so much. And we thank you for this opportunity to come and worship you. Father, it is a privilege. It is our privilege, Lord, to lay it all down at your feet. So, Father, thank you. And we are excited and we anticipate. We come hungry for what you have for us tonight. In the mighty, mighty name of Jesus. If you believe that, give God the biggest shout you've ever given him in your life. Yeah. Yeah. Come on, come on, give it up for the King. Come on, come on. Yeah. Hey. 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 Woo. On your way back to your seat, say hello to somebody. Say, I am happy to see you in this place.
Slinging a stone, but the heart of a lion dared him to go. To hear the sound of the cynic crow die out with the sound of the giant's fall.
If you have not gotten your Uproar merch, you cannot leave here without it. There are still shirts, there's hats for sale, so make sure you get out there and you leave with your Uproar merch.
If you're sweating like I am after that concert and the worship, you guys better get shirts. There's, like Social Club Misfits, there's our merch. Just pick something, all right? We also have food for you guys tomorrow during our breaks. There's going to be the cafes open. We've got food outside. Our awesome ministries are cooking for you guys. All right, it's going to be a lot cheaper than going anywhere else, so check that out. Right now we have Dean from Regent Institute who's going to talk to you.
Uproar 2K16!
Yeah!
For those that don't know me, my name is Pastor Obinna Igbo. I am the Dean of Regent Bible Institute. If you have gone through RBI or if you've applied to RBI, I need you to jump on your feet and make some noise right now. Yeah, yeah, yeah. For those of you that do not know, Regent Bible Institute, it is our local Bible college. It is a 3-year program where you'll be trained in the Word of God and be taught how to operate supernatural power. Amen? Who wants to operate in some supernatural power? Amen. So again, it is a 2-year program and it is absolutely phenomenal. You have classes in the morning, then in the afternoon time, you get to do actual ministry. Someone say actual ministry. You get to be part of the youth conference. Make some noise for the youth conference. Come on. You get to do outreach. You get to go out on the street and win souls. You get to go to the hospital and pray for people and see them recover. You get to put together phenomenal events that will bless and build the kingdom of God. So we are here for you. So if you are even slightly interested in Regent Bible Institute, I need to see your hand right now. Corinne, if we could help. If I could just have a bit. We have some folders for you. You need to have graduated high school. So I need you to just keep your hands lifted up. And if you did not receive a folder, we have a table out in the foyer afterwards. I would love to meet with you. And check this out. If you submit your application by Sunday night, you will be entered in to get 25% off of your tuition. Someone say, thank God for scholarships. All right? So again, if you want to apply, you go to www.regentbibleinstitute.com. If you have any questions, shoot me an email at dean@regentbibleinstitute.com, and we'll love to just connect with you, answer any questions, and see you in...
Are you done?
Good evening!
Woo!
Good evening! My name is Pastor Michael Spencer. How many of you enjoying the conference today? Can we hear a big shout for Pastor Cody? Many of you don't know, but this was a vision that he came to me with. I'm the senior pastor. I'm his dad. He came to me 5 years ago, and he said this. I'd like to put on a conference, a youth conference, Dad, for free. He said, everywhere else you go, kids got to put out $100 just to register. He said, I really believe God wants it for free so that anybody could come. I said, well, Cody, how much are you expecting this to be? And this is what he said. Dad, it's about $25,000. And I said, son, you better have some pretty good faith, don't you think? So we started praying. And I want you to know we didn't go to the congregation and tell them anything. But within a week, somebody called us up and said, you know, Pastor, I'd like to meet you and Pastor Cody. I just want to talk to you. Well, you know, I wasn't sure what was going to happen because this guy really didn't sit down and talk with us often. He came in and he handed a $10,000 check. He said, I don't know, but I just feel I got to give this to the youth ministry. And we said, that's okay. We'll take that. The next week, we're out to eat, and somebody came up to us and said, you know what, Pastor? I've been planning on giving to the youth ministry, but I didn't know how much. But here's a check for $9,250. So within 2 weeks, God had pretty much paid for the very first Uproar conference. And I don't know about you, that's miraculous. Can't you say that? Turn to someone and say, I believe in miracles. You see, when God gives you a vision, he'll always bring the provision. And you see, we always think that God has a printing press in heaven. But I want you to understand what God wants to do in your life. God wants to bless you financially. God wants you to have more than enough. Listen, you can always tell a greedy person. They always say this, well, you know, I just want enough to take care of myself and all that I have. Anybody who says that is greedy. What do you mean, Pastor, greedy? Because if you only have enough for yourself, how can you be a blessing to anybody else? Amen. You see, God wants you blessed. Shout, God wants me blessed. God wants me blessed. Tell somebody else, God wants you blessed. God wants you blessed. And the way we do it is God's way. How many of you know that God's way will never fail? I said, how many of you know God's way? God's word will never fail. Amen. When you do it God's way, and I want to encourage you, every young person in this room should be a tither. What does that mean? That means 10%. Every dollar you make, 10 cents, goes to your local church. What do you mean, Pastor? Because what it does is it funds this kind of thing right here, where God will bless you to where you can write a check and be able to bless other people. Then there's something called alms. Everybody say alms. And alms is when you give to a poor person. And then there's another one called seed. Everybody shout seed. Seed. Seed is when you give with an expectation of return. And I want you to know, I got a verse. I just want to read it real quick. You see, I could preach this whole night myself. Here we go. You ready? Then Isaac sowed into the land and reaped the same year 100-fold. And the Lord blessed him. Shout the Lord. The Lord blessed him. And the man began to prosper, then continued prospering until it became very prosperous. Now, I don't know about you. I want to have it. I want to have it so that whenever there's a need, that I can sit down and write a check. Now, if you're a young man and you're a young woman, you're a youth in this room tonight, I want you to know you get this principle. You'll always have more than enough so that no matter what happens in your life, you'll be able to give to somebody. Can I hear an amen? Shout, I'm not greedy. Shout, I'm not greedy. Shout, I'm not greedy. Shout, I'm a giver. Now, I didn't say giver. I said giver. Come on. Shout, I'm a giver. Let's stand to your feet. Tonight, we're going to give. I don't know what the Spirit of God's going to speak to your heart, but tonight's the night to sow a seed. Now, some of you, it might be more than others, but it has nothing to do with amounts. It has to do with obedience. For as you sow, you shall reap. So tonight, whatever you have, God lays in your heart. Bow your head with me. Let's pray. Let's ask the Holy Ghost what he wants you to give. Bow your head is how you do it right here. You listen to God. Holy Spirit, Right now we ask in the name of Jesus that you will show us what you want us to sow so that we'll have a harvest 100-fold before the end of this year. That God, you will show us, prove to us that your word always works with the finances in our lives. So we always put you first in Jesus' name. And everybody agree and say it? Are you ready to give? I said, are you ready to give? Come on now, bless the Lord right up front. Walk your way up front. Put it on in the money. You're watching my live stream right now. It's time for you to give as well. You can get right there and hit that button and make sure you give. All the money goes to next year's uproar.
Conference, are you excited tonight? Man. Teddy Betty, be careful. We're going to end up going back into worship. Hey guys, I'm beyond excited tonight to introduce you one of our new friends, a dynamic, out of control. Put your seatbelt on. Get ready for some notes, but then get ready to ditch your notes so you can let Jesus just speak to your heart. Kind of speaker. Can I hear you give it up real quick for Josh Carter as he comes out?
Come on, you put your hands together for me, but somebody put your hands together for Jesus in this room. Come on, I said, if you really love Jesus in this room, I dare you to jump up on your feet, make some noise for Jesus right now. No, I wonder if there's some people in this room that say, I don't care what my row thinks, and I don't care what my people around me think, but all I know is he's been good to me. If Jesus has been good to you, I dare you to make some noise for Jesus right now. Before you're seated, let me just do this real quick. I want you to understand something. I want you to understand that the enemy will always fight you at the place called praise.
That's right.
Because he knows that's God's point of entry in your life. Because the Bible does not say that he inhabits the problems of his people.
Come on.
My Bible says that he inhabits the praises of his people. In other words, if you want God to sit down in your problem, that means you're going to have to stand up in your seat. Throw your head back, put your hands together, and give God glory. Do it right now if you're ready. don't know about you, but I feel something stirring in this room. I feel like I'm in a room with some people that didn't just come to have church. They came to become the church. I feel like I'm in a room with some people that say, I don't care what you think about me. I'm not here to impress you. I came for the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. If that's you in this room, give God glory. You got 15 seconds. You got 15 seconds from front to back, side to side, to let God know that tonight everything is about to change. If you believe it, put your hands together one last time and give God glory in this room. How many believe that tonight could be the night that changes everything in your life? I want you to grab your Bibles, grab your Bibles. God has a word tonight while you're standing. While you're standing, we can stand for everything else. We ought to stand for God's word. Come on, somebody. And let me just say how honored I am to be here at Uproar. I don't know about you, but are you glad that you came to conference? I'm glad. I feel like I can be myself tonight. Can I just preach like I know how to preach? Can y'all get rowdy with me? In case you haven't figured it out yet, I'm what they call an amen preacher. I like it when you say amen. Watch this. Not because it's churchy or because it's religious, but because I'm finally figuring out what my grandparents already knew. They understood that their amen was their agreement with the word. Because how many know in this room, whatever you converse about, you create a seat for in your life. Maybe some of the reasons that some things are sitting down in your life is because you're having all the wrong conversations with all the wrong people. But aren't you glad God will walk you into a conference, let you hear a preacher preach, and with one amen in your mouth, you can get healed before an altar call. You can get healed. Oh, are you hearing me? You can get delivered before I say amen. If you've got your own amen, if you believe it, somebody say amen. I'm in the right room. I'm in the right room. Let me get to work tonight. I want you to turn in your Bibles to the book of Mark chapter 2. And while you're turning, let me just say once again how much of an honor it is to be here with great speakers and preachers. I heard last night was phenomenal. The word was absolutely phenomenal. I can't wait. I hate that I won't be able to be here tomorrow night to hear it, but I know that the Spirit of God has been here all weekend long, and I'm very thankful. I'm thankful for a lead pastor that comes to conference. You know, it always speaks loudly to me, Pastor Spencer, when the lead pastor comes to the conference. Yeah. Because it tells me that you're not just looking at what's now, you're also looking at what's next. Thank God for you and your wife. If you're thankful for the lead pastor of this house, Pastor Spencer, you ought to give it up for him right now. I honor you, sir. And thank God for Pastor Cody and his wife. If you love them, you ought to make some noise for them as well. I honor you. I honor you. Thank God for you and your life. Now, is there anybody ready for this word tonight? Mark chapter 2. Mark chapter 2, 1 through 5, 9 through 12. I feel the glory in here tonight. I feel the anointing of God. That worship was phenomenal. It took us right into where we needed to be. Let's get to work tonight. Mark chapter 2, verse 1, it says, "And again, he entered into Capernaum after some days. And it was noised." Let me translate it into my version. There was an uproar that he was in the house. And straightway many were gathered together, insomuch that there was no room to receive them. No, not so much as about the door. And he preached the word to them. And they came unto him, bringing one sick of the palsy, which was born of four. And when they could not come nigh unto him for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was. And when they had broken it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay. And when Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of the palsy, "Son, thy sins be forgiven thee." Skip down to verse 9. Jesus would later say, "Whether is it easier to say to the sick of palsy, thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, arise, take up thy bed and walk? But that you might know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins," he said to the sick of palsy, "I say unto thee, arise, take up thy bed, and go thy way into thy house." And immediately he arose, took up the bed, went forth before them all, insomuch that they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, "We have never seen it on this fashion." Let me just translate that last verse before I pray. They said, "We ain't never seen it like this before." Can I prophesy tonight to you that what God's about to be and do in this room, you have not seen before. No eye has seen, no ear has heard, nor has it entered into the heart of man what God's about to do for his people. So with all that being said, God told me to preach this message tonight. God said to tell you that he's about to wreck this house. Throw your hands to heaven. Father, we thank you for your word. I thank you for the anointing I feel and the glory that's here. God, I pray now weave your way through every aisle, into every seat, into every heart of every life. God, I pray speak in this room. Speak, God, until pain turns to power. Speak, God, until tragedy turns to triumph. And when it's all said and done, we'll give you all the glory and honor if you believe it and you're ready. Somebody give him praise right now. You may be seated. You may be seated. Touch your neighbor. Say, "Neighbor, say, God's about to wreck this house." I want you to hear me. If there's anything I believe you have to understand and make the priority of your faith, that whether you have served God for 30 years or just have served God for 30 days, there is a priority in your theology. That one thing you have to understand above all things, that God, the God you serve, is not a dead God. He is a living God. Oh, if you would have heard what I just told you, you wouldn't have been so quiet. I said, the God you serve is not a dead God. He's a living God. See, they buried all the other prophets, but the problem with the other prophets are they're still in the grave. They put Muhammad in the grave, and he's still in the grave. They put Buddha in the grave, and he's still in the grave. They put Confucius in the tomb, and he's still in the tomb. But they put your Jesus in the grave. And 3 days later, he got back up again because he's not a dead God. He's a living God. And if it's your God, you ought to make some noise for him right now. And if he's not dead, your prayer life shouldn't be dead. If he's not dead, your worship life shouldn't be dead. If he's not dead, your youth group shouldn't be dead. If he's not dead, your church shouldn't be dead. But if he is alive, there ought to be something in you that says, "I'm the proof he lives. I am the proof." Do you not know tonight that you are the proof that he lives? For every time you worship and every time you dance and every time you shout, you are telling somebody out there somewhere that the God you serve, he is still alive. And because God is a living God, watch this, that means God must be a moving God. The truth of the matter is he is not idle, nor is he an idol. You will not find him posted up between two candles at a cathedral. Nor will you find him as some figurine at the end of a buffet somewhere. He is a moving God. In fact, he has never stopped moving. Do you realize all throughout Genesis, from Genesis to Revelation, he has never stopped moving? The Bible says in the book of Genesis that the Spirit of the Lord hovered over the face of the deep and moved on the face of the deep. If he's water, he's living water. If he's wind, he's a mighty rushing wind. All the way to the book of Revelation when John says to close the book, "Even so, come quickly." Lord Jesus, he is a living, breathing, moving God, which means this: Christianity was never designed to be a monument. It was designed to be a movement. Oh, do you realize that's why you're alive today? God gave you feet and he gave you legs to make sure that everything he did in your life, you could take with you somewhere. The God you serve is a living, moving God, which means this. It would only make sense then that that's why Jesus had to be a moving Jesus. The ministry of Jesus was not stagnant or still. He didn't have headquarters set up in some city. The ministry of Jesus was mobile and unique. If Jesus ever got in a city, that city would get flipped upside down. If Jesus ever got in a city, everything was blind began to see again. Everything that was deaf heard again. Everything that was lame began to walk again. If Jesus ever got into a city, everything that was possessed and oppressed had to come out up under his power just because he set foot on their soil. His ministry was dynamic. If he got into your city, whole social systems would get flipped. In our text, the mobile ministry of Jesus has come to Capernaum. But as much as I was enamored at the fact of where he went, it is the detail behind the detail that got me. Because it did not say that he had simply shown up. It said he had come to Capernaum again. Which means Capernaum was not a place of visitation. Jesus. It was a place of habitation. See, the truth about God in your life is that God doesn't want to visit you and leave you. No, y'all ain't saying nothing. I said, God doesn't want to meet you at conference for a couple days and then abandon you the rest of the year. Can I tell you that what God starts at conference, he wants to sustain the rest of your life. In other words, if he's going to be there on Sunday, that means he wants to be there Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 24/7, 365. If you're thankful for a God that's with you, wherever you go, you ought to give him praise right now. Capernaum was a place of habitation. It was a place that he wanted to set up shop and do his best work in. But the Bible says that he was there to stay. Habitation. Pastor Josh, how do you get from visitation to habitation? I'm glad you asked. You get from visitation to habitation. You cross the bridge when you are willing to leave preference to step into presence. Did you not know that sometimes your opinion can keep you out of a move of God? Do you not know that sometimes it is your preference that keeps you out of the supernatural and the miraculous? Because there's some people in this room that say to themselves, if they don't sing the song I want them to sing, and the preacher done preach the stuff I want to hear, then I'm not going to go all the way in. But I feel like I'm in a room with some people tonight that say, I don't care who's singing because I know who we're singing about. I don't care who's preaching because I know who we're preaching about. If you're thankful in this room for a God that's with you, make some noise for him now. See, every once in a while, you got to throw your opinion out the window and throw your hands to heaven. Sometimes you got to throw your preference out the window and say the only thing that matters is being where he is. Because the unique benefit of becoming presence-driven is that automatically you will become pursuit-oriented. Are you hearing me? There is no way you can be presence-driven and not be pursuit-oriented. There's no way you can want to be where he is and not have something stir in your heart to get there.
That's right, come on.
And if you ever start becoming pursuit-oriented, there is a great benefit that comes to you. Your awareness will be awakened. You're aware. See, in every great move of God, the one thing that is consistent is not just that God showed up, it's that the people became more aware. Let me put it in your world. He's easy to see when he's all you're looking for. Y'all ain't saying nothing. I said he's easy to see when he's the only thing you're looking for. He's easy to find when he's the only thing you're feeling for. I pray God gets so a hold of your life that the only thing that truly matters is being where he is. And the only thing you see and the only thing you feel is for the presence of God. Their awareness was awakened. Every major move of God is not just dependent on God. It's dependent on your awareness of him being here. Because what good is it for him to show up if no one knows?
Come on, come on, come on.
What good is it for him to manifest if no one has the discernment to know that he has shown up in the room? That's why I love it, because there is a radical generation arising with certain people in the generation that don't care about what people think about them, and they don't care about opinions, and they don't care about popularity. The only thing they want is to know where he is. And somebody in the city who was presence-driven, pursuit-oriented, had their awareness away, and somebody in the city said, he's here.
Yeah, come on.
Somebody said, that's Jesus. I like this person because the Bible doesn't give them a name. But just because they didn't have a name, it didn't stop them from making some noise. Yeah. Nobody knew them, but that wasn't the goal. Nobody knew about their life, but that wasn't the goal. The goal of this person, they said, nobody may know me, but that's not the goal of Christianity, for people to know your name, to see you on stages with mics. The goal of this whole thing is that they may know him, because if he be lifted up, he'll draw all men to himself. Sometimes you got to be willing to throw your name down for the sake of the kingdom. Sometimes you got to be willing to throw it down and say, I don't care how many people follow me on Twitter or Instagram or social media. As long as they know Jesus, then job well done. As long as they know the King of Kings, job well done. And somebody in the city said, they may not know me, but I'm still going to be noisy about him. But not only am I impressed with the fact that they were noisy, I'm just glad they were noisy to people. In other words, watch this. Not only did they know he was there, but they didn't keep it to themselves. See, I always know you're stepping into maturity in God when what God does to you, you let him do through you to somebody else. I know you're starting to grow up in God when it's no longer about what he did for me and to me, but rather I got to open up my mouth and let everybody else around me know that Jesus. See, there's got to be a place in your faith where all of a sudden the only thing that matters is that you let everybody else know what he's done. See, that's why the enemy hates your testimony. Because it is the ministry that God wants to birth from your life. That's why you got to touch your neighbor, say, share it. Share the testimony. Share it till your family gets saved. And share it till your neighbors know God. And share it till there's a schoolroom revival. Share it till bodies get healed. Share it till the deaf hear again. Share it.
Come on, God.
Somebody in the city said, it's not enough for me to keep this to myself. Wouldn't it be a shame for us to have this kind of conference and nobody in the real world know? Somebody got noisy, and watch what happened. The text said immediately the house got full. Immediately. Why? Because this person that got noisy understood that when God wants to flip a city, he always tries to find a house. When God wants to flip cities, he's looking for a house to get in. But don't mistake it. Don't think this is the one. Don't think this. This is the house. This is the house he wants to get in. This is the first house. Because watch this. He knows if he can get in this house, he can fill this house. And if he can fill this house, he can take the whole city. Look at your neighbor and say, we must protect this house. Yeah. I said, we must protect this house. Don't you understand that your house could be the house that sets the whole thing off? Don't you realize that your life could be the life that kicks the whole revival off? We must protect this house. And immediately, the house got full. Before they knew it, just from a little noise and a little less fear, they looked around and people started coming from everywhere. It's so much so, watch this, that the text says that there was no room, not even near the door. Let me tell you, it told me two things about a real move of God when it shows up. That you don't know where door ends and people start. Because a real move of God breaks down barriers and continues to cut off limits.
Let me put it in your world. When a real move of God shows up, it's not a white thing. It's not a black thing or a Hispanic thing or an Asian thing. When a real move of God steps up, it's not a rich thing or a poor thing. In fact, when a real move of God hits, we ain't gonna care where you came from or what you've been through. All we know is the blood of Jesus has been applied to your life. And if you're thankful for the precious blood that takes everybody from the outside to the inside, give God some glory right now. No, you're not praising God yet. You'd still be on the outside if it had not been for the blood. You'd still be out there if he had not redeemed your soul. It was the precious blood that brought you in. It's the blood of Jesus, because the truth is Jesus only ever died for one race, the human race. It's the one he died for. It's the one he bled for. And let me tell you the truth, it's the one he's coming back for again. And the house got so full. Huh. Now that's the kind of church I like to go to. The house is full. It's packed. Jesus is there. Come on, somebody. I could preach right there, because sometimes I feel like we're content without having Jesus. I ain't going to do it. He's there. The house is full. That's good church. But right in the middle of them having good church, Jesus stands up to define the priority that ought to happen in the house of God for the move of God. Because the text says, and he preached the word. The word. Preaching the word. He didn't have a sermon. He was a sermon. He preached the word, telling us that when a real move of God steps in, the thing that defines the move of God as the move of God is that we have the word being preached. Because the truth be told, the only thing that separated your last shout from the local ball game was the fact that we shouted over the gospel of Jesus Christ and not a quarterback somewhere. He preached them the word. Help me do this, Holy Ghost. Help me do this, because the truth of the matter is I'm growing weary and somewhat afraid as I travel the nation and the world preaching to your generation. Because when the word of God is not elevated to the place it needs to be in the life of believers, your generation is running into an issue where you no longer worship God. You worship worship.
That's right. That's true. That's true. Say that.
We are worshiping worship.
That's right.
If you know more Hillsong than you do Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, you might be worshiping worship. But how many know when the enemy hits you with an attack, you can't reach behind you and grab a lyric? You got to be able to reach down on the inside of you and grab a word and say, thus saith the Lord. Oh, are you hearing me? Sometimes when the enemy hits you, you got to reach down in the well, grab a verse of scripture, pull out your sword and say, you want to try it again? Because greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. And if God be for me, who can be against me? And no weapon formed against me shall prosper. If I got anybody that loves the word, make some noise for Jesus right now. We are worshiping worship. If you're like this during worship and like this during word, you might be worshiping worship. And if you worship worship too long, you will become the Saul generation.
That's right.
The one that can soothe their demons but never cast them out. So we got to run into church, run into conference, and grab a little bit of worship just to feel good for a little bit. Then we got to come back Sunday and get a few goosebumps and feel good for a little bit. But how many know when Jesus came, he didn't come so that you could feel good now and good for a little bit later. He came that you might have life and life more abundantly. He came that you would have power over the devil, power over every demonic force. If you believe it, say amen. and he preached them the word. Look at this church service. Look at the pomp and circumstance. What an incredible place. He's preaching. They're worshiping. The place is packed. Most people would say, look at the move of God. But before I got too much further in the text, my heart was hit. Because the text takes a turn to let us know that for all the pomp and circumstance, are you kidding me? For all the word being taught and for all the worship happening, there was still somebody. Still somebody across town that could hear it but could not respond to it. The Bible says that across the way there is a man who is paralyzed. The King James would say it like this. He is sick with palsy. I could hear him in my spirit. I can hear him say things like, I want to be there, but my circumstance won't let me be there. I can hear you, but I can't be with you. I'm sick with palsy. In Bible times, if you were sick with palsy, palsy was a catch-all disease. If they didn't quite know how to diagnose you, they would tell you you had palsy. That means there were multiple forms of palsy. One form of palsy is that you were paralyzed. They put it in your world. Stuck. Stuck. Stuck in unforgiveness. Stuck in bitterness. Stuck in pain. Stuck in a tragedy. Stuck in what somebody said about me. Stuck in what somebody did to me. I'm sick with palsy. I want to move, but I can't move because I'm sick with palsy. Because the truth of the matter is, you can come to church and still be stuck. You can come to conference and still be stuck. See, sometimes the enemy's success is not taking you backwards, it's getting you to stand still. Sick with palsy. If you had palsy in Bible times and you didn't have the kind that made you stuck, there was another version of palsy that 99% of your life was right and your body was functioning, but there was one thing that was out of control. 99% of you together and one thing. Y'all ain't saying nothing. See, you can walk in this room tonight and be functioning 99% for Jesus and still have one thing. Out of control. One of my members is in rebellion. I want it to quit, but it can't quit. I want to stop looking at it on the computer screen, but I can't seem to shake it. I want to stop talking like that, doing that with them, going there with them, but I'm sick with palsy. I want it to stop, but I can't get it to quit. Sick with palsy. My real question tonight is this. Where are the people in this room that can hear their screams? When I landed at the airport, I could hear them all around me. You know what they sound like? They all say the same thing. Every palsied person says the same thing. They all sound like this. Can somebody, can anybody get me to Jesus? All around you in your friendships and your relationships and your family, they're all around you asking the same question. I want to be where you are, but I can't. Can somebody? In this consumer age in the church, we have forgotten that to answer the most important question of the Great Commission. We no longer ask about others. We only ask about how will this benefit from ourselves while they're screaming from the background. Can somebody? Don't tell me you want international ministry if you won't cross the street for your neighbor. Don't tell me you want platforms if you won't fix the problems that are in front of you. Can somebody? Can somebody get me to Jesus? Word up for somebody. Anytime someone invites you into their problem, it's only because they see you as part of the solution. There's a reason why they keep calling your phone and they keep texting you and they keep coming by your desk and they keep coming around where you are, because they looked at your life and said, I may not have that life, but maybe if I attach myself to them, they can get me to Jesus. And the text said, they came bringing one sick of the palsy. I looked at it. It looked cute. It wasn't right. When I read it, something was off. Because the detail of the text, am I helping anybody tonight? The detail of the text is this, that this man is born of four. And when you study the fact that he's born of four, it is not that there are four brothers in him. If you study it right, it means there are three brothers and he is the fourth. Which means you cannot bring the man based on his family. Because there are four corners on a bed and only three brothers. Which means that somebody outside of the family, are you hearing me? Had to become part of the answer. See, you're not really ready for a move of God until you're willing to be inconvenienced for your neighbor. You're really not ready to be used until you can take and say, I may not be your family and I may not know you like that, but that's not the reason I showed up. I came to be used by God for your life. But wait a second. This wasn't the fourth man. Thank you, Holy Ghost. This man that came was the 1, 2, 3, 4. Huh? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 on the bed. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 on the bed. 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 on the bed. 5. 5. 5. 5. The number of grace. Huh. That when this man showed up, the grace of God through the man showed up. Well, you know five, you know five. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 days of creation before set man in the garden to let him know he could step into a completed work, the grace of God. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 books in the Pentateuch that let man know there would be law, but after law there would soon come grace. You know 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 porches at the porch of Siloam that got a man to his miracle, the grace of God. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 pints of blood spilled out of the body of Jesus Christ that when he was opened up for your sin, grace came to where you were. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 wounds in the body of Jesus so that the grace of God could be manifested. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The apostle, the prophet, the teacher, the evangelist, the fivefold ministry gift to let the devil know that in his church there will be truth and grace. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 fingers on your hand that when the devil gets in your face, you can tell him, talk to the hand. Oh, if you're thankful for the grace of God, I dare you to jump up on your feet and give God glory for grace. No, 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 no. I said, where would you be if it had not been for the grace of God? You'd still be addicted. You'd still be wounded. You'd still be a mess. But 1, 2, 3, 4. The grace of God came. Give him praise right now. Now hold on 1 second before you're seated. Let me tell you, I always know when I'm in the room with religious people and grace people. Because religious people think it's God's opportunity that they came tonight. But there are some second chance people because of grace that say, I don't care what you think about me. I just know I shouldn't even be here tonight. I should have been messed up. If that's you in this room, give God glory right now. Be seated. Be seated. Be seated. When I dance and praise God, I'm not trying to impress you. When I worship and praise God, I'm not trying to make you like me. When I'm dancing and shouting, there's only one reason. It's because 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, I am only here by the grace of God. I'm only here by grace. Look at your neighbor, say 5, 5, 5. 5. Yeah, yeah, yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and your family gets saved. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and your brother comes to know Jesus. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and your body gets healed. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and a revival hits this region. If you believe it, give him a praise right now. Every time the devil messes with you, just remind him, 1, 2, 3, 4. And all of a sudden, the grace of God has come. And when the grace of God found him, it did not leave him where he found him. Because real grace doesn't leave you in your sin and give you permission to do it again. When the real grace of God shows up in your life, it will lean down in your worst of moments and pick you up. And not only does it pick you up, hear me, when the real grace of God comes to where you are, it'll start walking you to where God's called you to be. It'll start moving you in the right direction. When real grace shows up, and the grace of God is walking a man to his miracle. I'm almost done. Walking. Do you see it? All along the way. Can I tell somebody? God's grace is about to take you where you couldn't go on your own. Some of you have been struggling for years, and the grace of God is about to find you and move you in the right direction. Can you see him walking? All of a sudden, they get to the house. You would think that when they got to the house, everybody would have seen them coming, and they would have said, make way. But the text doesn't say that. It says when they got to the house, they were blocked. Because look at the last sign of the last line of defense of the enemy. When you really get close to a miracle and you really get close to a move of God, watch this. The enemy will not send something. He will send somebody. That's why every time you get on fire for Jesus, that boy that ain't liked you for 6 months now gets on Facebook and messages you. That's why every time you get on fire for God, all the people that used to be with you start turning their back on you. Why would it happen like that? Because the enemy knows that it's not something that will keep you out of his presence. It's somebody that'll keep you out of his presence. Why? Because through a person, it gets your attention and your affection. And anything that has your attention an affection that is not in the will of God is called a distraction. And can you imagine what those boys thought? We walked you all the way here, and now we're blocked. But when grace took its final steps, something else kicked in the boys. They said, wait a second. We may be blocked here, but when grace ran out, faith kicked in. And faith said, we didn't come this far to get denied. We didn't walk you all this way to not get in. Because when real faith shows up, real faith will take you higher. Real faith will take you deeper. Real faith will take you to places your haters can't follow you and the demons can't run to you. Real faith will take you higher. Real faith will take you to a... Real faith will take you to a roof. And faith said, grace brought me to, but now faith is about to break us through. Wait a second, Pastor. Wait a second. This is the gospel. Because when we're saved, hear me, we are saved by grace through faith. And these boys, I'm closing right here. These boys got to the top and said, you telling me there ain't no skylight or a chimney? You would have thought for all the work they did, that they would have gotten up there and there would have been some way in. But now they've gone up in faith and still been blocked. Have you ever been blocked even when you're working in faith? But something rose up. In fact, I hear the man on the bed. I hear him say things like this. Thanks to you. Thanks for trying, you guys. Maybe it just wasn't my moment. Maybe it just wasn't my time. And I hear those boys who have switched from grace into faith say, we didn't bring you all the way up here
to stop now again. I don't care what they think about us, but if it means we got to tear this roof up to get you a miracle, we're going to tear the roof off this thing. And they started reaching down and throwing pieces of the roof off, one thing after another, to get a man his miracle. Hear me in this room. Sometimes when you praise God, you're not praising for you. Sometimes when you worship, you're not worshiping for you. Sometimes you got to praise God for somebody else's blessing and somebody else's miracle. Sometimes you got to tear the roof off. In fact, I prophesy over this conference. This conference will be a place that tears the roof off for unbelievers. You'll tear the roof off for other people's miracles. You will praise God in 3 days for other people's deliverance. This is your season. I preached all that to get to my final point. I feel the anointing of God so strong in this room. When God gave me this message, I got to this point where they ripped the roof off. And I thought, God, that's the word. You want us to rip the roof off. I get it. I see it. For another man's miracle, we'll rip the roof off. And I started walking out of my room, and the Holy Ghost rebuked me. He said, you missed the most important person in the whole story. I said, God, there's nobody else left to preach. I preached everybody. And I searched, and I searched the scripture. Until I realized that the house they were in was not Jesus' house. It was not the four guys' house. It was not the palsied man's house. This house belonged to some other person. Theologians debate on whose house it was. There's speculation. But there is an implied character in this text that must be preached. In my mind's eye, I see a little old woman come out the front door. As her house is being demolished and her roof is being torn, I see her walk out the front door. And in my spirit, I hear her. Excuse me. You're ripping my roof off. This is my house. Do you know how many years it took me to get this roof right? In fact, my whole life we've been building up to this point, and the roof is finally like we always wanted it. What did you say? He's got what? Palsy? You mean you're ripping the roof off of my house for his miracle? And I see a woman in conflict as she balances the well-being of her house against another man's miracle. Do I keep the house right and deny them? Y'all ain't hearing me. Do I keep my house right and yet him leave sick? Or do I say in my spirit, I give you permission for his miracle? You can wreck my house. You can tear the roof off. You can do whatever you've got to do. See, this is what God is saying tonight at Uproar. You have come to the apex of a decision in your destiny. You can either stay perfect and normal or let God wreck you to the place you can be used for your destiny. Stand to your feet all across this room. Real soft for a second. Real soft. I want you to hear me. God sent me here with an assignment. God told me to tell you, you are that close to the next level. You are that close to a new dimension. But God has one question for you. Can I get your permission to wreck your house? See, don't say yes until you're really ready. Because when you say, God, wreck my house, he'll wreck your plans, he'll wreck your agenda, he'll wreck your will, he'll wreck you. But if you can ever say yes, God will do the miraculous in your life. There is a fresh anointing God is trying to release in this room tonight. But please understand, you will not see the release of oil without the wrecking of the olive. You've been asking God for new and next things. Fresh power, fresh anointing. And God's saying, but you still haven't given me the one thing to do it. And that is permission to wreck this house. Let me tell you, there are souls upon souls, signs upon signs, wonders upon wonders in this room. If God would just get you to a place of complete surrender that wrecks your house for a lifetime. Every head bowed, every eye closed. I feel the weighty glory of God on me. Because I feel like I'm in a room with some people that say, I am done with living life with a fixed roof. I want God to wreck me to the place where He can finally take me to where He's called me. I want God to wreck me so that when I walk out of this conference, I will never be the same. I won't have to wait for another year's conference. I'll be so wrecked from this one that God will take me into high places and deep depths. He'll take me around the country, around the world. He'll start a revival in my school. He wants to wreck you. Every head bowed, every eye closed. The altar call was simple. God sent me here to tell you that all He needs is your permission. If you say, Pastor Josh, tonight God can wreck this house. Whatever He wants to do, whatever the Holy Ghost wants to impart, He can wreck me forever. On the count of three, on the count of three, you say, God, you can wreck me. I want you to get out of this, get out of your seat and get to this altar. They're already coming. One, hallelujah. Two, God, you can wreck me. Three, get to this altar. And when you get here, throw your hands as high as you can to heaven. Open up your mouth and begin to say, God, wreck this house. God, wreck me. Wreck my plan. Wreck my will. Wreck me. Wreck me. Wreck me, oh God. Wreck me.
Take control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God. Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God. So set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want, cause there's no place.
Tell Him. I want everybody at this altar to take two steps back if you can. Take two steps back. The power of God's about to move in this room. Real soft for just a second. Real soft, real soft. I was 12 years old. 12 years old when I let God wreck me. He filled me with the power of His Holy Spirit. I had no idea at 12 He would take me around the world. I had no idea that I would preach this gospel. And now I'm willing to die for it. I had no idea. Let me tell you. Until you let God wreck you, you will sell yourself short in your destiny. I feel the power of God. You say, God, wreck me. I want you just to lift your hands right now. Lift your hands, lift your hands. I'm telling you, the power of God. The power of God's beginning to move. Come on, lift your hands high, high. I want you just to begin to say, God, wreck me. God, wreck me. God, wreck me. The power of God's on you. Father, I thank you. There it is. wrecked, 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 wrecked. Come on, just open your mouth. Begin to say, God, wreck me, wreck me, wreck me, wreck me, wreck me. Wreck me, wreck me, wreck me. Youth pastors and leaders, I'm going to need your help to pray for these students. But on the count of three, I'm going to begin to do some ministry in this room. I want you to begin to lay hands on your students. God's about to wreck this place with his power. He's about to wreck this place with his power. He's about to wreck this place. If you say, God, wreck this house, with your hands lifted, come on, we sing in this room, we declare.
Yeah.
I want every youth pastor and youth leader, if you're the youth pastor and the youth leader, I want you to come to this front. There's a space for you. Come to this front. Hurry. Youth pastors and youth leaders, I spoke to a bunch of y'all today. Hurry while the anointing is here. Every youth pastor, every youth leader, look up here at me. I was just praying for students, and I heard God say, this is a moment of impartation. God's about to use you in power tonight. He's about to use you in power. When I got ready to preach, when I got ready to go into full-time ministry, my grandfather, who was a Holy Ghost-filled man, still living, he grabbed me and said, don't think you can do this without God. And don't think you can do this without the power of the Holy Spirit. He told me to get down on my knees. And I remember him laying hands on me and said, you know, Josh, before I pray, he said, we are one generation at all times away from losing the power of God. Unless it is imparted from one person to the next, we could lose it. Let me tell you, in the world we're living in, we don't need fancier stages. We don't need better lights. We need the power of the Holy Spirit that comes through a wrecked, surrendered house. Anytime God wants to start a revolution, He always takes somebody to a roof. The book of Acts chapter 2 said that when He gave them the gift of the Holy Spirit, He took them to an upper room. Let me tell you what an upper room is. It's somebody's roof that got built on. Tonight, youth pastor, youth leader, God's going about to use your hands to impart to a generation. Watch this. If you're in this room tonight and you're a young person and say, God, not only can you wreck me, but I want the power of God to flow through me. I want you to slip up both hands. Youth pastor, youth leader, turn around and look behind you. This is what they want. Glory to God. 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 I want you to get ready to pray. I want you to get ready to lay hands on as many young people as you can. I'm telling you, I feel the power of God manifested in this room. Shoo! Young person, you want the power of God? Slip up your hands. It's about to touch your life in a special way tonight. On the count of three, youth pastors, I want you to begin to make your way through. Every young person gets prayed for. Are you ready? The power of God comes on you. The power of God comes on you. One, hallelujah. Two, thank you, Holy Ghost. Three, lay your hands on them now. There's the power. There's the power. There's the power. That's where it is. Hey, lay your hands. Come on, lay your hands on them. The power of God's going to come on them. Lay your hands on them. Come on, youth pastor. The same Holy Ghost that you got. Give it away. Give it away. Give it away. Come on, lay your hands on them. The power of God is here. You will never be the same. You will never be the same. Come on, worship, worship, worship. Worship, worship. I feel the anointing. Let Him wreck you. 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 Come on, youth pastors, from front to back, lay your hands on them. The glory of God is here. Come on, if God has wrecked your house, open up your mouth, we sing. There are two things God told me to do to close this thing out before I hand it over. There are two things. Then we're going to shout and dance and run and all that good stuff. But there are two things I got to do. Look at your neighbor and say two things. I got to obey the Holy Ghost. There is a young man in this room. I was in my hotel praying. And God said that you have been running from ministry.
the call of God on your life. You've been running from the call of God on your life. That God called you, and you kept saying to yourself, I don't think I can do it. I'm not worthy. There's some fear. There's a young man. I'm just going to do this. This is number one and number two. If that's you in this room, just slip up your hand. Am I talking to somebody who had been running, a man of God running from the call of God in your life? Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Take your hand off of him for a second. Step behind. Move to the side for just a second. Right here. Yeah. Man of God, when I laid hands on you, I felt that in my spirit. I didn't know that it was you, but I felt that. Let me tell you, I'm going to lay my hands on you tonight. But I hear the Holy Ghost saying, this is the last night you'll be afraid to do it. There is a fresh fire coming on you. A fresh anointing. In fact, tonight God said to give it away. I said, God, what did you mean? He said, give away everything that's on your life to this young man. So I speak now, I prophesy to your ministry. It will be a fruitful ministry, a soul-winning ministry, full of the Holy Ghost and power. You're going to lay your hands on the sick and see them recover. You're going to lay your hands, did you hear? You're going to lay your hands on the sick. Father, as I lay my hands, fear hits the door, and the Holy Ghost for the rest of your life. Touch Shikotorandaboshataye. Lift your hands, lift your hands, lift your hands. This is the thing, the second thing God told me to do. He said, don't you dare preach this message and not pray for the lost. He said, don't you dare bring them to the place of me wrecking them and then not turn around and acknowledge the palsy. I don't know who's lost in your family. I don't know who needs to be saved that's your friend. But this is the place in this atmosphere that we believe God now that he wrecked us, now use us to bring them. So we're going to take 30 seconds. And you might have never prayed for the lost ever. But let me tell you, we are only as powerful as our burden for the lost. Signs and wonders don't manifest so we can tell each other about it.
Come on. Come on.
Yeah, come on.
Let me tell you why God does signs and wonders. So that those who are out there that didn't believe say, I can't deny the fact that God just did that.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
Grab the hand of the person beside you. And these next 30 seconds before we shout and dance and run, I don't know who needs to be saved. I feel such an anointing on this. I don't know who needs to be saved in your family. Somebody's mama. Somebody's daddy. I declare that in a year you'll see salvation. Are you ready to pray? I feel the anointing. Come on, pray right now. There's salvation. Come on, war right now. Father, Lord, I pray for a harvest of souls. God, I pray for a burden that wakes us up in the middle of the night. God, I pray for the words to say. Father, I speak to lost dads and lost moms. And I say, be saved. Be saved. I speak to brothers and sisters and friends. And I say, be saved. Whole household salvation. 10 seconds. Pray. Pray for the lost. I speak to every palsied man. Rise and be healed. Rise and be healed. Rise and be healed. So here it is. God has wrecked you. You've prayed for them, which means there's only one thing left to do. You believe it. I can see it in your eyes. You believe it. You believe that God's power's on your life. You believe that God's about to do it. So on the count of three. On the count of three.
only if you really believe it. I want you to praise God like you have lost your mind. Because walls only fall when shouts go up. I feel hell getting nervous. I feel hell getting nervous. One. If you believe revival is coming to this region. Two. Three. Give God a shout of praise. Shout. 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 If you believe it, if you believe it, shout like your mama's already saved. Shout like your daddy's already saved. Shout.
just changed my life tonight. Now I gotta give him praise.
Everybody,
God just changed my life tonight. Now I gotta give him praise. God just changed my life tonight. Now I gotta give him praise.
Get ready, get ready.
God just changed my life tonight. Now I gotta give him praise.
Come on, keep it going, keep it going, keep it going. Come on, a little bit louder. You got a couple more minutes for Jesus tonight. Come on. From the back to the front, come on. Come on, don't stop now. Come on, don't stop now. I'm going to tell you what Jesus told everyone he touched. Don't tell anybody. Don't tell anybody that he was here. Don't tell anybody what he did for you. But can I tell you what their response was? They were completely disobedient. And they went and told the whole city. They went and told the whole town. Come on. If Jesus touched your life, there's no way you can show up tomorrow night alone. There's no way that you can just let someone sit in Rochester, Horseheads, Elmira. There's no way you can let them sit home when it's just a little bit drive. So don't tell nobody, all right? Keep it quiet. Don't tell them what he did. Don't tell anybody what he did. Let's get wild for Jesus. Come on. This generation is his, and it starts with you. Amen. You believe it? You believe it? Hallelujah. Tomorrow morning, we start at 11 a.m. And then 2 p.m. And then triply at 6. And then another, and then more worship in the Word with Brother Teddy. Hey! And you know what's about to happen tomorrow night? On your way out, let me hear a mighty shout to Jesus. Let me hear another one. I'm greedy, I want one more.
Let your voice be that loud to your friends, to the lost ones you know. Have a great night, Uproar Conference. And we love you. We'll see you at 11 a.m. Jaylen.